Hello. Good to come right into your homes. How are you today? I believe you're doing very great. Yeah, today I just want to talk to you about maintaining your focus. Maintaining your focus. We live in a world where right now a lot is happening and it's causing so much distraction. And one of the enemies of success or productivity is distraction. Until your focus becomes like a flint, until you focus on one thing, you may not be able to achieve much. You know, many of us have seen convex lenses before. Convex lens, if you bring it outside the house directly under the sun, you will notice that underneath it is going to form a very small spot. That small spot of light under the convex lens, if you put your hand right underneath it, you realize that it burns. It's very, very hot. As a matter of fact, if you put a paper underneath it, it can burn through that paper. The reason being that the convex lens are taking all the energy of the sun. And he has brought all of it down into a spot. You don't know what you can do by just being focused. Focus is key. Distraction is your major enemy. If you really, really want to do much, you must be focused. Right now, in this period of this pandemic, a lot of people's vision has been thwarted, a lot of distraction everywhere, online distractions, distractions from home. But I want to encourage your heart to be very focused, especially in a time like this. If you are not focused, it will drain you of your energy. Now, another enemy of success, apart from distraction, is fear. And you need to understand that 80% of what you're afraid of never happens. Let it rest in your heart. You have been afraid of so many things that never really happened. The same way, some people are afraid of taking a step right now. What if it did not work? What if it does fail? But mind you, 80% of what you're afraid of never really happens. So keep your heart focused. You know, there's a story I once heard about this man working in his farm at the outskirts of his town, and while working, he saw the spirit of death going into his town. Then he called him, "Hey, Mr. Death, where are you going to?" And Death said, "I'm going into your town." He said, "No, you can't go there. I don't want you to kill anybody." He said, "Don't worry, I just want to kill just one person, and the person is very old already, so don't worry about it." He said, "All right, and who is the person you want to kill?" He said, Mr. So, 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 so. He said, "Okay." So Death disappeared. All of a sudden, the man started hearing noise, uproar from the town. And somebody ran from the town to the farm to come and tell him, "Oh, you need to hear, there's trouble in the city." He said, "What happened?" He said, "A lot of people have died." He said, "How many?" He said, "About 100 people died." He said, "What? 100 people? But I saw Death pass by and I told him, and he said he was going to just kill one person." "Oh, you mean Death does not have integrity? I'm going to wait for Death here and I'm going to challenge Death. He's going to tell me why he did what he did." So he waited for Death to come. By the third time Death was returning from his town, he stopped him. He said, "Death, you don't have integrity. You told me you were going to kill just one person. I heard that you killed 10. You killed 100. That's wrong. You'll have kept your word." And Death smiled and said, "You know what? I killed one person, but fear killed the remaining 99. Could it be that you have even died before death? Could it be that it is fear that killed your business? Could it be that everything you are suffering now is a result of fear?" Your major enemy in productivity, or another major enemy in productivity, is fear. Be courageous. Learn to dare things. If you don't, nobody will. lean to their things. Run. Imagine what you want to do. Move towards it with great energy. And I'd like to tell you this, the last part of it. Do you understand the power of prayer? See, you must learn to understand that the spiritual controls the physical. The earlier you know this, the better. When there's a man to pray, there's a God that can answer. I'm a success coach, but I've come to understand that without a place of prayer, man is limited. Do everything you can. Be smart. Work smart. Work intelligently. But at the same time, make sure you pray over your plans. God bless you. I believe I will hear your story. I will hear good things about you. Success is yours. Bye.